Thousands of New South Wales teachers will be shifted from temporary to permanent positions under pledges simultaneously announced by the state government and the opposition. The two major parties today accused each other of copying the policy, as both promised to move 10,000 staff into ongoing roles to fix shortages ahead of the March state election. The government says temporary teachers and support staff in areas of need would be offered permanent positions to bolster classroom numbers. Education Minister Sarah Mitchell says the issue has been raised by both teachers and principals, adding that progress has been hampered by the current agreement with unions.